Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches here this morning. We now welcome onto the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Before we take a look at the tournament ahead, you also played number one and two in the league last week, a really hard-fought, tight game with Hofstra that you fall 80-77, and then a Northeastern team that got hot late against you and you fall 90-66. Give me your impressions on your team's effort in those two games.
Well, I thought the Thursday night game was a one-possession game. Justin Wright Foreman, who certainly is a potential, maybe even a unanimous Player of the Year selection in our league, but he did what Player of the Year players do and hit, a number of very high degree of difficulty shots late in the game to keep them scoring when we were keeping pace. We had a group playing without Troy Harper for the second game in a row, and I thought they played very well. We competed against a team that was in first place in our league, toe-to-toe, and one ball goes in, one ball goes out, and that's a difference in the game. So proud of the guys in their focus and effort in the game. Still disappointed we weren't able to get a win. But from our process standpoint, they did a good job. Better job on Thursday than on Saturday, as you said. Northeastern, maybe even more shorthanded than we were from a depth standpoint, and they were able to, create and make plays for their players to make plays. And Jordan Rowland got off to a great start, and Vasa was simply Vasa, and we all know what that means, having watched him perform. So it was a tougher matchup for us on a short turnaround, and it would have been great to have gotten one of those wins and to get up to eight wins in league play after, 3-6 in our first 2 years. But we were unable to do it, and now we turn the page and get rested, get fresh. A lot of guys are banged up, and let's recover and be healthy and ready to go to Charleston for the tournament.
Got an immediate question in queue if you'll get that for us, Leticia.
Thank you. Got a question from the line of Mark Narducci, Philadelphia Inquirer.
Hey, Zach, two questions. The first is, can you tell me what great strides that Cameron Winter has made this year since you first got him, what he's improved on, and just what you've thought of his freshman year?
Well, I think if you look at the body of his work, Cam has improved in terms of understanding exactly what we'd like him to do. He's also got some very, very natural skills that we try and put him in situations to take advantage of those. And his ability as a decision maker, as a passer to guys that are open. And then I think he's really improved his ability to score the basketball throughout the season. And his leadership. He understands that the point guard doesn't matter what year they are. They got to be one of our more impactful leaders in the game. And he's improved in all those areas.
You went down there and beat Charleston this season. I thought one of your signature wins this year. Can you take anything from that? And also, what do you think of them, as you're scouting them?
Yeah, well, I think you can take something from every game, Mark, win or lose. Certainly we took some positives and some things that we could have done better in that game at Charleston, and I know that we felt the same way. And maybe it's a little more clear that there are things you can do better when it's a one-possession game, but regardless of the score, every game is a chance to, let's reinforce the things we did well and let's make sure we understand the things we didn't do well and not let that happen again. So both our games were very competitive. I think Earl and staff do a great job developing the talent of their players. They've recruited very talented players to the Charleston program. And, we're excited for the opportunity to go up against the defending champions of this tournament in the first round.
Okay, thank you.
No problem, Mark.
Okay, thank you. Your next question comes from the line of John Tito, HoopsHD.com.
Good morning, Coach.
Is it John or Don? I'm sorry.
Sorry, John Titel. Nice to talk to you. How are you?
Hey, John. How you doing? Good to talk to
good.
You.
Good. Just to follow up on playing Charleston again. Obviously, Troy had a couple of huge games against him. I believe a career-high 6 assists in the win in January and a career-high 30 points in the loss in February. Both of them, as the previous caller said, very close games. Playing them for a third time in North Charleston without Troy, I mean, you guys have a good, solid team, but, like, what is the mood of the team knowing that Troy's not going to be out there on the court against them?
Well, John, it's not, you know, we're on week 3 of the news that you're referring to, so it's not any, you know, immediate reaction or shock right now. With all due respect to the injury, and we're, you know, we would love to have Troy available, one as a senior, two as an aggressive playmaker in any game. But we've had to move on from that. You there?
Yep.
Sorry. We've had to move on from that, and our guys have had to come together, and guys have had to accept a little bit of a different role or an understanding of what they need to do to be successful. And, you know, we were able to play Hofstra close with that lineup, able to beat Delaware with that lineup, and, you know, did 20 minutes of you know, decent basketball against 25 minutes of decent basketball with Northeastern. So John, do our guys believe we can do something without Troy Harper? Absolutely. Will it be done the same way it was done in the first two games? We played them closely. Maybe not, but also, you know, we're confident in the group that we have here, and it's very much a next man up opportunity, and we're excited for this chance to be playing on Sunday night at 8:30 in the North Charleston Coliseum against Charleston. It'll be a great, great venue, just like it was when we played down there on campus a few weeks ago.
Zach, with so many new guys, with some of the transfers and freshmen that are, especially with Troy out, that are playing so many minutes, how have you seen this this group come together as the year has gone along?
You know, we've talked to them a lot about a couple things that are absolutes for our program and what we're trying to do, and those things that we have kind of, you know, kept internal. But I think our guys understand when we win that we meet those goals, and that when we don't win, we haven't met them. And we know we've got to be very, very sound defensively. We've got to be solid on the glass, and you got to take care of the basketball. And then I think there's another element that we've really emphasized throughout the season is taking care of the ball is one thing. Getting a high-quality shot is another thing. And we've really tracked that throughout the season. We've kept tabs on, you know, rating our shots, and I think the guys understand what
right,
we
Zach.
What we need to do to win.
All right, Zach, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning and all year long. Safe travels to Charleston, and we'll see you in a few days.
Thank you. We'll see you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.